that's what happens. People see stuff that's wrote or written or said. And if it's not said directly, then don't lose no sleep on it, you know? And, you know, me and Robert talked today, and, you know, that's the type of relationship we have. We can talk and get to know or to express what was really said, because that's what we have in this locker room. We don't have no divided locker room at all. And, you know, at a time like this in our season, people are waiting to see that. I'm not saying you all, but people wants to see that and wants to write about that, want to talk about that. And it's just, that's what we're not about. You know, every week we give ourselves the best chance throughout the week to go out there and be great on Sundays. Whether it is or it's not, that means the other team just beat us to the punch. But every week we come here with the mindset of working as hard as we can so we can go out there and be that team to come out with the W. And the team that we face is doing the same thing. So that's what people have to understand. This game, you're not going to always be up, and you're not going to always be down. But if you know how to control the two of them, then you can be successful.
So you and Robert are cool? You talked to Robert this morning about...
Yeah, I mean, it was nothing that I said shouldn't make you believe that we're not cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what I don't understand. And, you know, I know how things that you say in the media plays out, and I know how outsiders might view it, you know. But, you know, I'm glad that I'm in the situation, because at the end of the day, I know how to handle it, you know, and
does
I don't shy away.
Does he ever say I or me?
I don't know. I'm not worried about that. But what I was saying is that for future references, and if you ever put in this situation again, anybody, this is how we can control it so it won't be no confusion. Because if you nip it in the bud right then and there, then you don't have to worry about that story being turned somewhere else, you know. You're a stand-up guy. You feel me? That's how it's going to be portrayed. You know, whether you know you did something wrong or not, man, I like that dude for what he said, because he stood up and took it on the chin. And that's all you can do. I mean, and that's how you have to do it, because, you know, this game is hard enough, and you don't need people pulling on you for something that's meaningless.